Hey, welcome to the podcast, guys. This is Anthony. Today we're going to be talking about cleaning your watches and why you should probably leave it to a professional or your local authorized dealer. So, one of the biggest things I've been getting a lot from you guys is how to clean your own bracelets or watches or whatnot. The most simplest answer is to simply bring it into your local authorized dealer or jeweler or a boutique and ask them to ultrasonic clean and steam clean your watch. Generally, sometimes the higher brand watches won't do that. For the most part, if you go to like a local authorized dealer, whether it's your local family jeweler or whatnot, they should be able to do that, given if they have an in-house watchmaker. What you want to do before you get everything cleaned or whatnot is to make sure your watch is water resistant. So make sure you ask them to do a water or pressure test on the watch so that it's water resistant, and then I would recommend getting your watch cleaned. If you bring your watch to a jeweler or you bring your watch to someone and when you ask them to clean your watch and the first thing they do is steam clean your watch without once testing it, either one, the person is inexperienced, or two, maybe you should get out of there. For the most part, anyone that's coming to you, if you bring your watch to anyone and you need it cleaned, and if they don't pressure test your watch first prior to doing so to make sure that it's water resistant, you're just asking for trouble. For the most part, some people, I know plenty of people who've brought their watches into jewelers and family shops and asked to clean their watches, and they do it without realizing that their watches isn't water resistant, and you get water and moisture damage right away. So, I mean, it's a summertime now anyway. So I highly recommend you guys get your watches checked for water resistance and then let them clean your watch. Now, in terms of duration, sorry to burst a lot of your bubbles. A lot of people think that if they steam clean their watches for a couple minutes, that it will clean it thoroughly. This is unfortunately not true. You should not steam clean your watch for a couple of minutes. It's not going to work. If anything, it's going to loosen all the dirt and grime up in your watch, the arm cheese. And what ends up usually happening is that if you don't clean it thoroughly, okay, when you wear your watch again, you're going to see a huge black residue on your wrist. That's usually because of that's very common in the summertime when it's hot out and the molecules and all the dirt, arm cheese and everything like that are loosening up because of the heat. And especially if you're sweating, then that kind of loosens it up and it comes out from your bracelet and onto your wrist. It's definitely not the safest for you. It's probably very, very disgusting and dirty, which is why I would recommend leaving your watches for them to steam clean or ultrasonic clean first and then steam clean it. Reason being is that it cleans it more thoroughly. So if you need to bring your watch in, ask them in this specific order. Ask if you can get your watch pressure tested, and if they can do that, then ask if they can ultrasonic clean the case and bracelet, and if they can steam clean the case and bracelet. They might have to take out the movement to ensure that nothing's wrong, or they might have to take out the movement to ensure that there is no possibility of water entering your movement and getting rust. They might also time check your watch, depending if it's a quartz watch or if it's a mechanical watch. They might check the timing to see if you need a full service. But for the most part, you want to make sure that it's A, water resistant, and then two, you want to leave your case and bracelet with the movement out and everything in the ultrasonic cleaner as long as possible to loosen up and remove the as much of the arm cheese as possible. In this specific order, the ultrasonic cleaner generally will do the job in terms of removing a lot of the gunk. The steam cleaning should be the final touch. The problem is that some people don't get their bracelets or cases cleaned for a long, long, long time. And unfortunately, sometimes a quick ultrasonic clean won't do the job. For the most part, it's not, if the jeweler or the local watchmaker or whatnot charges you because it's that dirty, it's well recommended, and I'm sure it's well worth it in terms of having a clean watch on your wrist. Again, remember, it's on your wrist 24/7 practically. It's you're bonding with it at this point because it's literally skin on skin. So I would make sure that your watch is cleaned. I would get it cleaned probably. I mean, you could do it annually. You can do it every 6 months. You can do it, you know, every 3 months. It's up to you. Okay, at the end of the day, it's your watch. I'm just recommending to you what I see. For the most part, in terms of cleaning your watches at home, I'd be very leery of that. The only reason why I say this is because I don't want to give people the false idea that you can clean your watch at home. And if worst case scenario, what happens if, you know, your watch isn't water resistant to begin with and you just got water inside? Even though you're trying to be proactive, you ended up, you know, doing more damage than whatnot. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I don't usually recommend it. But if you do decide to clean your watch at home, at the very least, please make sure your watch is water resistant. Bring your watch, bring it to your local dealer, watchmaker, whatnot, and ask them if they can pressure test your watch. If they can pressure test your watch and you can make sure it's water resistant, great. And if it is water resistant, perfect. That means you can now clean your watch. I see a lot of people do a lot of these videos on Instagram and Facebook of them putting their watches in a cup and pouring coffee over it. I don't recommend that. I think that's very silly. I don't think that's the greatest idea of time management. And I'm sure they're doing it for the likes and the views and whatnot. But for the most part, I don't recommend that. Secondly, if you're going to clean it at home, something as simple as soap, dishwasher soap, dish soap. You can use Windex if you prefer. You can use, Dawn. At this point in time, there's no specific recommendations for this, but I will throw some out, okay? You can use anything that you can clean your oils or whatnot on a dish to clean your watch, barring that your watch is water resistant. Again, okay, dip it in, rub it down, get it really, really good, get a toothbrush, brush it, okay? You can do that. You can also, if you prefer, you can pick up a small gallon of Magic Green, which is a ultrasonic cleaner. Pick up, again, Magic, as in Magic Johnson Magic, Magic Green, okay? Pick up Magic Green, pour a little bit into a Ziploc bag. Pour a good, decent amount of water into the Ziploc bag. Preferably, you know, warm water. I don't recommend boiling hot water, but warm water should be sufficient. And then take off your bracelet, dunk your bracelet inside the Ziploc bag, swish it around, shake it up a little bit, let it sit. You're gonna notice that the bag goes from light green to dark green very, very quickly. That is one option, right? The only issue with this one is that you probably wouldn't be able to do that with your case because you're doing it at home. So you wouldn't be able to take out the movement or whatnot. So in this scenario, I would just pour it over your case to make sure, as long as your watch is water resistant, I'll pour the ultrasonic, the leftover onto the case and scrub it down from there. These are some simple things, you know, like quick and easy. There are definitely different ways of cleaning at home. Then there are more options at home. For the most part, you can even use an aerosol can instead of compressed air, and it usually gets the job done. So for example, instead of steam cleaning your watch, after you finish ultrasonic cleaning your watch or using soap or Magic Green or whatnot, dry your watch a little bit, you know, wipe it down, get an aerosol can, like the ones you use for your keyboard or computers, you know, back in the days, and then spray your watch. For the most part, be careful where you're spraying it, but for the bracelet, you should be golden for anything. Try to get the corners, try to get the little crevices. You should see a great deal of gunk come out. For the case, I would just brush it. I wouldn't spray too much on the case just because of the properties inside the aerosol can. It does tend to freeze or does tend to get very, very cold. And that might not be good for the gaskets in terms of the case. So I'd be very, very careful of that. In terms of that, hopefully this was a quick and easy tip for you guys. Again, at the end of the day, it's best left with the professionals. I would recommend you dropping it off at a local dealer or a local watchmaker and letting them take care of it. For the most part, that's what I recommend, okay? But I understand a lot of you guys are watch enthusiasts or aspiring watchmakers or whatnot, and you guys want to try yourselves, DIYers, you know? I don't blame you. That's my recommendation. Of course, and there's always a caveat, you know, make sure your watch is water resistant. You know, if you can let the professionals do it, let the professionals do it. But at the end of the day, sometimes you do want to try it yourself. Hopefully this was good. Hopefully this answered your question. Each time I answer some of these questions here, it's generally to a alarming amount of questions or recurring questions over and over again. And if you guys have any additional questions, please feel free to send them my way. Don't be shy. You know, you can shoot me an email. You can shoot me a message on Instagram. Shoot me a message on Facebook. I'll reply. I try my best to read every single reply as much as possible. Again, I thank you for your attention. Okay, thank you for listening. And if you guys haven't checked out the book, I will do so. If you guys haven't checked out the YouTube channel, I will do so. And if you're following me on Instagram and Facebook, I again thank you very much. Other than that, hope you guys have a fantastic day and take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.